This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
And we're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza, and we will have a Wes Sims autograph session coming soon.
Yeah, possibly.
Possibly. What an odd stat that August 24th is the number one day that people call out sick to work. I mean, I know you brought this sore throat from home. Trying to call out of work tomorrow with this. Are you going to... do you have a job tomorrow to do?
I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Bucks training camp?
Well, I've been out there every day.
How do I go? How can I get on the field with these guys? Like, once they see my cannon, they're going to be like, oh, we made a mistake selecting Baker. We haven't even seen Matt throw the ball yet.
A, never.
What if I outthrow Baker Mayfield? What if I have a longer throw, a better spiral, and taller? What if all those things. What if I have all the tangibles?
I want this dude that didn't show up today to beat your donkey.
He's scared. How's he going to?
Oh, no. I'm going to get this.
He can bring six people. It doesn't matter. I don't give a damn how many people he brings.
Six?
Bring whatever you want.
Can I bring six?
Sure.
Okay. I'll get six.
I'm not scared of your people either. They're like deported.
Let my people go.
Where's your people at?
My people.
Where's your guy, a Canadian that's supposed to fight me? Well, that guy didn't show up. Where's he at?
No, he's. That's going to happen.
Well, let's bring it.
I got
even with a broken toe, I'll still kick his butt.
I got to find the right facility. I got to find the right what I want to do. What do I want done with this?
Okay.
You know, are we doing it for exposure? Mm. Are we doing it just to watch you lay on your back?
Exposure for sure.
So the exposure of you being knocked out on your back.
I'm not getting knocked out.
I think you are.
I'm not getting knocked out. Never
maybe
knocked
not
out
by
yet.
This guy that you picked a fight with.
Never been knocked out.
It's because you've never been in a fight.
Never been knocked out.
Well, that's true.
Undefeated.
That's true.
Never been knocked out.
That's true.
Never been touched.
Some people are surprised that Baker Mayfield gets the starting job.
Why? They brought him here for the starting job.
Of course.
It was his job to lose.
It was.
And he didn't lose it.
Well, not only was it his job to lose, but he was up against the third string Buccaneer quarterback last year.
Yeah. Brian Griffin.
No, Griffin was fourth.
No. Where's Griffin now?
I'm waiting for a phone call.
Is he third?
No.
Oh.
I think
he had the greatest job in all the jobs.
Absolutely.
I mean, he just got paid to just practice.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's what I get paid to do.
You don't even practice.
I get paid.
But Baker Mayfield was going up against a guy that was the third. Blaine Gabbert didn't play. Yeah. Trask was behind him.
Yeah.
So who really believed? Now, I know some players wanted Trask out of loyalty.
Okay.
You know, he was here last year. The players, blah, 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 blah. But I never thought that he was going to beat Baker out. Baker has turned the ball over.
So the most important question, being an insider, an expert, guys covered the team for all these years, back when they were bad to when they were good to where they're back to now.
No, then they were bad. Then they were good again.
How many games are they going to win this season?
I think Vegas has it 6.5.
I was saying, okay.
You know, so I got to really look at the schedule. I don't know who they play.
Doesn't matter.
Well, it does matter.
Okay.
You know, if they play Atlanta 12 times, then yeah, they'll bypass 6.5.
Okay.
But obviously that doesn't happen. The NFC South is one of the weakest, if not the weakest, division. Will Carolina be better starting rookie quarterback? Nah. You know, the Saints are supposedly the team to beat. They're fair. You know, got a new quarterback. But, yeah, it depends on who else. You know, I know they play the Bears. They play the Eagles. You know, so, yeah, you look at that stuff. Are the Bucs going to beat the Eagles? No.
So can you get tickets this year? Because, like, remember when they were bad and you gave me tickets and I sat in the sun and died on the third tier?
Well, like, so did the guy who gave you the tickets.
directly into the sun on the wrong side of the stadium at 1 o'clock on a Sunday.
It's people like you that really piss me off.
Man.
You get free tickets to something that you can't afford to go to.
Awful.
Or something that you don't want to spend the money on.
No value.
And then you bitch about the seats.
Awful.
Well, then don't go.
Man, I was with all the Raider fans. I was up in the... It was a rough day.
Nothing wrong with that.
But anyway, so this time, club seats, like a nice cushion, like, you know, like vinyl or like a pleather for me to sit my butt on so it's comfortable. Hopefully it's AC so it's not like outside where it's 115 degrees.
You can buy those seats.
No. I just need them to like comped. Because I'm somebody. You know, I'm that guy. You'd be like, hey, oh, he's with me.
You're a nobody.
No, like Mickey D when he shows up late to Kel's Kitchen, be like, "Hey, I'm the band," and then
he didn't say that. He didn't care where he went to go eat.
Oh, he's like, "I'm late because I'm a rock and roll guy."
I've told you the first time we met, we went to IHOP. You think he cares where we go?
IHOP
in Las Vegas. Where do you want to go? I want to go to IHOP. I don't know if that's his accent. I want to go to IHOP. I don't know how he said it, but yeah, we went to IHOP so he could get Swedish pancakes.
I mean, it is the International House of Pancakes.
It is. Right now, it's $5.99, all-you-can-eat pancakes.
What?
Yeah.
Why are we here?
I don't know. I really want to go.
Can we get new sponsors?
The problem is when you go there, they, like, have them stacked. They're not hot and fresh.
Ah, yeah.
I want them hot and fresh. And then I'll start my diet after.
What are Canadian pancakes like?
I don't know. I know what Canadian bacon's like.
Oh, what's that?
It's from Canada.
It's like fake bacon.
No.
It's not real bacon. It's like ham.
What's going on? You got 2 minutes to talk about this weekend down in Miami. There's a bare knuckle tomorrow and a bare knuckle Friday.
Yeah, so the Prospect Series is kicking off down in Miami. I got a couple guys I've been training that are taking part in that Prospect Series. So I'm going to drive down tomorrow, check it out, spend some time down in South America. And then I don't think I'm staying Friday. I plan on being back home Friday. So I might meet you guys in Orlando. If you guys are going over to Orlando for that Comic-Con.
You know, I don't know what bothers me more, you or anybody else. Okay?
Well, I know the Comic-Con is next Friday, right, not this
exactly.
Friday. So it's a week early. But I was like,
don't know how to read.
But you old people like to get there early. Like, the older you are, the earlier you show up to things.
Not at all.
That's true.
I'm early. I'm never late. Very rarely am I late. But I'm not a week early. My dad used to pack for a trip like 3 weeks early.
I'm saying you're getting to that age.
I pack the morning I leave.
If you have a tea time at 3:15, you're going to get there at least
9:30. I'm not getting there at 9:30.
You are always early.
I know that I'm early.
You're like, hey, meet me at this on the MLK side of Tampa at 9 or 6:30 a.m. What was that text about this morning that I got tagged in that I wasn't supposed to be in?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Steve Linnea sent
I think that's for next week.
An accidental tap.
I think that's for next week.
If this was a an adult maneuver, you might have a child on the way. You accidentally let one go.
I'm not sure what that even means. But all right, let's hit our quarter past the hour break. We'll get ready for the Platinum one. Mike Perry, just to see what's up, what's going on. Happy that he resigned. Happy that he's the...
Can I train him?
Number... No.
Let's go train him tomorrow.
No. Tell
him I'm driving past him on the way to Orlando.
No.
I'll stop by.
As soon as you start to say it, I'm turning your mic
just
off.
Just set it up. Just tell
this
him.
This is like, hey, Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
We're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tournament Pizza.
What's today's special? Well, I need to know if I'm going to take it home or not.
I just got here. I was busy working, and then I came here.
You were working away from the restaurant.
Yeah, I always do.
Oh, my God.
I'm a professional, Randy. When I'm on air, do not disturb. I wish I had one of those little booths that says on air and they light up.
I got one.
Do you?
Yeah, I got one at the house.
Let me have it. You're not going to use it for very long. With that voice like that, you're going down quick. It's on a downward spiral. Maybe Max Holloway, his career could be a downward spiral after this next fight against the Korean Zombie. UFC Fight Night coming up. Saturday, August 26th.
I'm intrigued. I want to watch this.
He's the main event, Max Holloway.
Yeah.
On a slide.
Former champ.
Former champ, but not once the dominant force that he once was.
Of course, nobody is. You know, all of you people.
Hey, Cub Swanson just won on his way out.
Well, he didn't just win.
Robbie Lawler just went out.
Hold on a second. It's two entirely different things. Robbie Lawler dominated Nico. Okay? No questions.
A win is a win.
Cub Swanson. Even Cub Swanson thought he lost that fight.
But a W is a W.
No,
I Wikipedia
that.
Is going to record it as a win, and you're going to see in the future is a win, and no one's going to remember the fight. No one's going to know what happened.
I don't remember it now, and I was there.
And all I'm going to get is a dub.
No, I get it.
You call it a dub?
No.
That's what we call it.
Is that what you call it in the hood?
That's what we call it around here.
Okay.
Yeah. I can get you through certain places if you want to get through with the Krispy Kreme down there.
Trust me, there's no place.
Popeye's chicken?
Trust me.
You know, I went to Popeye's yesterday, and like they're out of buns. They're like, we have no sandwiches. I mean, I was devastated. I'll tell you what, your chicken with hate, that Chick-fil-A place, can't stand up to Popeye's. Popeye's crushing them.
I've never had a Popeye's sandwich.
Oh, what?
I've never had it.
Oh, please let me take you there tonight. Steve, can you buy for us? Sponsor our show?
I mean, I've eaten the chicken.
Sponsored by Morse Garage Doors.
But I've never had the sandwich.
When it's hot outside and you need to be cool.
And, you know, I don't even get it from Chick-fil-A anymore. You know who has the best spicy chicken sandwich?
Who?
Culver's.
No. That Popeye's crushing them. Trust me. I'll take you there. I actually, did you get that Facebook meme that I sent you?
Instead, let's do it this way. Don't take me there. Just drop off a bag at the house.
Okay.
Okay? Don't come in.
But there's a YouTube video of a guy who buys like 100 chicken Chick-fil-A sandwiches on Saturday. Then on Sunday, he like makes this whole video where he hides by the dumpster. When people pull up to the drive-thru and it's closed, he comes up and he puts a little chicken nuggets in a little bag like it's drugs.
People
them.
Drive to Chick-fil-A thinking it's open.
Well, yeah, because they pull up and they think that they can order. So he comes out and he's like, hey, what are you looking for? What do you need? And he's got like a trench coat with like all the bags hanging and like all the goods. It's awesome. It's a great video.
A lot of good stuff still to go. Matt sitting here. This is Stan Meek. We're hanging out here at Tournament de Pizza. Brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
DJ Tony chiming in. Old people are always late. Or Tony. Could be early, depending on, you know, there might be a day early. You don't know.
I don't know why you would say that.
Well, you just point out the obvious.
I could probably count on one hand the amount of times I've been late.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was the last thing you were late for?
Couldn't tell you.
Huh?
I couldn't tell you.
No.
Because I don't like to be late. You know, if I'm going to be the way I am when people are late, then I shouldn't be late. You know, I lose my mind. I've walked out of doctor's offices.
Yeah.
I don't pay. You know, when you pay your copay, when you go, do you have a copay?
I don't go.
Do you have insurance?
No.
Okay.
No, well, I do. My wife has it for me.
Okay.
She covers
me. So when you go, you have a copay.
Okay.
I never pay the copay.
Because they take it at the end?
No, I always say I'll pay it on the way out.
Okay. That makes sense.
Well, they're like, no, we want to take it. I go, no, I'm not paying it now because I may not stay. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I said, I'm only going to stay for X amount of time, and then I'm leaving.
How come doctor's offices are never on time? Like, if they set an appointment at 10.
I'll tell you why.
You're not seeing a doctor until at least 12:30.
Well, A, that's not true. But what they do is they set, like, four appointments for 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So you're waiting on the doctor, not the doctor waiting on you. So when Sean was seriously injured with the rock when he got hit in the eye, we, by the stroke of luck, we got involved with two brothers from Cuba, eye doctors, best in the world, unbelievably awesome guys. So the first time I made the appointment, I took what was best. Then as we were in there, he goes, make sure you always have the first appointment.
Okay.
You don't want the second. And we later found out why. These two brothers could talk.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we would talk for 20 minutes. Well, now you're backed up 20 minutes. So one time we had to get in there, and our appointment was like in the middle of the day. And so they walked by. I don't remember which one it was. They walked by, and he looked at me. And he went over to, you know, where they put the folders, you know, as who's next is at the top.
Yeah, the charts.
He went and found Sean's chart and moved it to the top. Because there was like 12 in front of us. That would have been 4 hours. It's 5 hours. That's why I always first appointment in the morning.
Okay. That's good advice. But I don't go to the doctor.
And then I got in an argument when I just made this appointment. They're like, well, the first available. I said, I didn't ask when is the first available. When is the first appointment in the morning? Well, it's not available. I'm not asking that. I want the first appointment in the morning. If I have to wait 9 months, I'll wait 9 months. But I want the 7 a.m. appointment, not 7:30, because 7:30 becomes 8:45.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I need to go get more like doctor visits. And
well, all they're going to do is tell you bad things.
Nah, they'll be like, man, what have you been doing? Like, but I don't go because I don't need to go. Feeling strong, like a bull. Right.
What's the rest of the card on Saturday at the UFC? Man,
I knew you were going to ask that
question. You know, you said Holloway and you said the zombie.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. We've got that's your featherweight main event, Max Holloway versus the Korean Zombie. Your light heavyweight co-main, Anthony Smith, who we brought up earlier in the fight, versus Ryan Spahn. Your next fight of the night is featherweight Giga Chikachia versus Alex Cacera. Alex Cacera is like a friend of the show.
Still fighting.
He's like, I mean, we should go call your eye doctor. Maybe we can go see if we can find Alex's number.
I don't know what that even means.
He disappeared from the show. Says ever since we were last in New York at the McGregor, you know, dolly through the window thing, I think that's the last time Caceres did the show. Or
Is the statute of limitations over? Can you finally talk about you going down to the jail and all that stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Do you remember any of that?
What, in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
What about?
I don't know. So you went down there.
I went down.
You got in.
I tried to live with the same life that Conor. I'm not afraid of jail. Jail's a great place. In fact, when I do crimes, I only go for federal penalties because I want the steel toilet so I can make pizza in the jail and I can slide it across to like different cellmates and like, you know, say it's currency. Pizza is currency.
But how do you get the product in the jail?
Well, I haven't got that far yet.
I got to think about that.
But I know that a porcelain toilet does not make the same dough as a steel bowl.
All right, get back to the card. Get off pizza and go by the card. All right, so you talked about the main event is Max versus the Korean Zombie.
Yep.
Then we got Anthony Smith
versus Alex Cacera.
That sounds like a commercial. No, that's from risky. Is it risky business?
Yeah,
no, it's not risky business. It's Ferris Bueller. It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It's I guess that's a movie we got to take off the list of the 10 movies
that
Randy's seen.
Yeah.
Your next fight, the Bantamweight.
Did you see the movie I asked you to watch?
No. Well, I started to, but then apparently I have to buy Netflix now.
I don't know nothing about that.
Well, if you used to have a code, people would like text it to you, like, hey, use my password, and then you could share it. Just like, you know, like people climb a pole and then splice the wire and then, like, you know, connect it to your neighbor.
No, I don't
allegedly.
Know what you're talking about.
Not me either. But Bantamweight Rena Nakamura versus Fernie Garcia. They're both dudes. Women's flyweight, Aaron Blanchfield versus Talia Santos. Your heavyweight, Junior Tafa versus Parker Porter. That rounds out your main card. Your prelim, your main event for your prelim is Where's Waldo? Heavyweight Waldo Cortez Acosta versus Lucas Brzezinski. Sounds Polish. And followed up with Bantamweight versus Garrett Armfield. Your middleweight, Chidi Bing Bang. I don't know all these names. I can't say all these names. How do you pronounce this? Oleksijczyk. You say it. I'll wait. Go ahead. I'll spell it out again. Oleksijczyk.
Oleksijczyk.
Kazute. No, but that's just, they're not even trying anymore. Literally, the UFC roster is so big that they just take a keyboard and they're like, that's it. Whatever comes up on the screen is the name of the new fighter.
Yeah, because they make up his, their last name. It's not the last name that was given to him.
No, this all comes from like the typist. Randomness of punching the keyboard. Maybe they have a catwalk on this.
Maybe they should bring typing back to schools.
You think so?
Well, if that's how they're getting names.
When was the last time you typed anything?
I type on the computer all the time.
I mean, but this is like a thumb. Like, I mean, this is like, everything's here. This is a computer.
Phones are a computer.
I mean, last time I turned on a laptop, I don't even know the last time I used a laptop. I mean, it went from desktop, right? Like then to laptop, but now it's everything.
iPad. Then the iPad, then the phone.
Yeah. But I mean, and then eventually it's all going to be all automated, right? It's all audio. It's going to be AI driven. It's going to be, you probably won't even have to hold a device in your hand.
I was given a note, something about DJ Tony. Who is that?
That's my brother from another mother.
Tell me about DJ Tony.
He's from the 50th state in the U.S., Puerto Rico. A proud Puerto Rican. The best. You know, and it's crazy because like all the Puerto Ricans are so proud, but nobody wants to live there. There's no one, they all want to come here. Like it's like, but I want to go there. Sounds wonderful. And plus all the training done, the train of thinner air and the mountains. If I could get a G-Net over there, I would live in Puerto Rico.
You should drive one down.
Well, I don't know how to drive under the water. I mean, I could get like those like Titan implorables, or what they call them? Explodables. Anyway, we put the truck in an explodable and then drive it to the
bottom
of the
ocean. That whole thing disappeared, didn't it?
Literally. So did the people. Too soon? That's fine. I'll wait till the
lawsuits
anniversary.
Come in.
I'll wait for the anniversary.
No, I'm just saying how it just, and I wasn't trying to be funny. It just went away. You know, the story and everything about it is just gone.
Well, I mean, they put out these, you know, current things that they think that the people need to follow for either an agenda or to a distraction or a purpose, you know, and then when that purpose is fulfilled, then they move on to the next story.
What was the purpose?
Distract you from whatever they wanted to distract you from.
So what are they trying to
do? I mean, you know, the conspiracy theory, I mean, we can reach out to BJ Penn. He's a former MMA guy who would know about this. But apparently those Hawaii fires, there was a shootout between Marines and FEMA at the scene trying to cover up bodies and counts and things. That there's conspiracy theories out there that this is all some kind of smoke and mirror show, literally.
What?
Yeah.
FEMA?
FEMA and the Marines got into a shootout.
First, on site. All right, my first question is...
I'm saying what I watched the video.
I understand. But
not, my theory.
Here's my first question.
Yeah.
How many FEMA against the two Marines?
I don't know.
Because FEMA's not beating the Marines.
I don't know. FEMA's pretty powerful, man. I mean, they got resources.
Yeah, but so do the Marines.
Yeah.
This isn't the Air Force you're talking about. It's not the Coast Guard. FEMA versus the Marines.
I'm just telling you what I saw. I'm just saying there's some theories out there. So, and BJ Penn, all the people on the ground are talking about how, like, the whole disaster has not been handled right from the start. Like, there's a lot of, like, questions out there.
Well, starting with the commander-in-chief.
Right. And that he was sleeping, like, he fell asleep talking to the families and the victims. And, like, I mean, and then, but all the aid that we give to Ukraine, but we're not doing the same for our own home people. And, you know, there's a lot of things. So, anyway, the implorable thing, like that Titan, you know, submissible, like that, whatever purpose it served, it was there for the moment, but now it's gone. And now COVID is back. So get ready.
That's a rumor.
They're going to pump you with fear. They're coming back. Mandate. Masks are now being required in production studios and colleges. And you're going to start seeing it on planes. Once the planes bring it back, you were back in it.
The production studios are doing it just so that they don't know who's really coming to work, you know, because of the strike. So if you're wearing a mask.
That's smart.
Yeah, if you're wearing a mask.
That's a smart strategy.
You like that, huh?
Yeah.
That way people can still come and work, but they can support the strike. But because they're masked up.
You still have your old baseball gear, your softball gear?
What kind of gear do you wear to play softball?
Like a mask. Catchers. I was going to wear that. If they bring a mandate back for mask, I'm wearing a catcher's mask.
I never wore a mask.
Then I can comply.
When I played catcher in softball.
Oh, what? What if you took a foul ball to the face?
Stuff happens.
Whoa.
Have you ever seen somebody wear a mask in softball? Now, in high school softball, I know they did in girls softball.
There you go again with the women's sports.
I'm just
there's going to be emails after today's show.
Why?
First a World Cup, now this. It's fun.
I enjoyed the World Cup.
Yeah, me too.
I enjoyed U.S. losing. I was pretty happy about it.
Send your hate mail to Randy, the voice, 13 at AOL.com.
I thought it was awesome that they lost.
You still have AOL, right?
I do.
So you know you're old. I mean, Tony's right.
MySpace, I still have it.
How many friends?
I still have my beeper.
Oh, do you? Do you still have beepers?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I have my beepers.
That's something we got to bring back. Actually, Philip Rowe tried to bring it back with that speaker box company or as a bump box.
Yeah, I don't know.
He brought out little Bluetooth like pagers that had stereo speaker in them. That's pretty cool, man. Bring it back in nostalgia.
It would kind of be stupid to bring the beeper back on your cell phone. So you have a cell phone with you, but the beeper's going to beep you to call.
Well, that's how I got in the industry anyway. Like my buddy stayed at my house.
No, I know why you got in the industry.
Well, you know, that industry is a different industry. But when I got back, my buddy stayed at the house. He had a pager and he had a cell phone, flip phone, Motorola 550, flip phone with a leather case.
Mine was in a bag.
Well, those are the old school ones.
Yeah.
I remember his phone rang. He missed the call. Then the voicemail was left. Then it paged him to let him know he had a message waiting. And I'm like, dude, how much does that cost, man? Like, because back then it cost like $1 a minute to call someone.
Right.
He's like, it's all free. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, it's a demo line. I'm a dealer, and I get it for free working at Verizon. So I got a job working there so I could have free phones and access.
Well, see, I went a different route. Carl Williams had a cell phone company. Carl Williams was a wide receiver with the Bucks.
Okay.
So he had the cell phone, and I got my phone for free.
Like a deal, a little demo line.
A little demo. Yeah. A little something.
A little burner phone. See, on the south side, we get a burner phone, like, you know.
Yeah, you get them at CVS.
Wow. Steve's got three of them. Steve, why you got three phones? You only got two ears.
I sent them.
One mouth.
I sent them the thing from Spectrum. I don't know if you saw it, where it's like they have a plan, and it's you buy one phone, you get a second phone. One for you, one for me, one for me, one for you. And the one guy goes, I have two phones. One's for business, the other's for business. I do a lot of business. I videotaped it and I sent it to him.
It's classic.
He's the only guy I know that has three phones all for business.
Yeah. Well, garage door, limo driving.
Garage door and ain't easy. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot of people have messed up garage doors, and Moore's Garage Door is the place you need to call.
He's got like three Facebook pages too. Like it was like it's like friend suggestion. It's like Morse garage door, and then it's like Morse Bridge garage door,
Morse Boulevard,
Morse Boulevard garage door. Like so many boulevards.
There can only be so many. When we come back, let's talk some NFL as the final week. You know, I'm not even used to it. I'm waiting for game four. The only problem is there is no fourth preseason. There's only three. That'll be this weekend.
That's good. That's smart.
Aaron Rodgers will play.
But that's smart, though, because they prevent
they
injuries.
Made it a real game. No, all they did is made it a real game.
Oh, so 17 games this season?
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Group,
last game.
And 8-Man Strong. We'll be right back.
Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
That is ironic because going into break, I believe that was Rob Van Winkle.
Yeah.
Better known as Vanilla Ice,
R.I.P.
Who I texted just a few hours ago.
R.I.P.
As he will be here.
Van Winkle is my favorite Van Winkle.
As he will be here performing at Tropicana Field.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he's coming up in a couple weeks.
That'd be a cool autograph to get.
Well, see, that's why I can't bring him here.
Yeah, why?
I was going to invite him here, have some pizza.
Yeah, let's do it. I want to train him.
I don't want to bring him here for three reasons.
Okay.
One, the pizza's not very good.
Yeah, well, I'm not here.
Two, you're going to fanboy and get autographs.
One autograph.
And three, everything is to get on your damn Jeep.
That's the best thing that you can offer somebody. That's the best thing. You give people the quality of life. That's better than feeding them.
A, I don't want to feed Rob Van Winkle here.
Why?
I want him to enjoy some food. I've had your food.
Well, go get him some vanilla ice cream.
I think he's a chocolate guy.
Is he? But what would you have him sign? If you had
nothing,
Vanilla Ice sign something, what would you have him autograph?
Nothing. And what would you want him to sign? Vanilla Ice or his name?
Oh, Vanilla Ice.
Really?
Yeah, that's what that's who he is.
Well, here, I'll sign
that's
it for you. For. Vanilla.
Have Weston sign it for me.
All right. He'll do it.
Not much.
So that's, if you could get one autograph, it would be Vanilla Ice?
No, of course not.
What would it be?
I think I would go presidential. I think I would go with, like...
Dead air's not good.
I'm trying to think. I would probably go with Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, he was a great president. He was a fantastic president.
I mean, he's a bright guy.
Are you going to climb up to the top of City Hall in Philadelphia and get him to sign that?
If he climbed up on my GNAT, he could have signed it right there. I would have him autograph my GNAT. That's a great idea. I got to have all these celebrities autograph the GNAT after they do the workout. That's a brilliant idea.
All right. I'm scared.
Wow.
I'm scared to do this.
That's great.
No, I'm scared to ask this question.
Okay.
Who's going to determine whether the person on the back of that piece of garbage is a celebrity or not?
Well, they would have to be my equal or better.
Oh, no. Everybody that's been on the Jeep is your equal.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
I can think of one person.
Who?
That would qualify.
Frank Mir? Frank Mir is a former heavyweight
Ric
champ.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair never got on it.
He touched it.
He looked at it.
Well, that's...
I don't know if he touched it. He might have touched it.
I would have Rick sign it before Frank.
Really?
Yeah.
Stitch Duran
Rick.
Got on it.
Rick.
Lorenzo Hunt, the double champ.
Rick.
Fighting your boy, Kamazi, that you're rooting against Lorenzo.
First of all, I'm not rooting.
Well, you got emotionally attached to Chris.
No, Chris is a friend of the show. Would I be upset if Chris won? No.
I'd miss Florida on that truck.
Rick Flair.
Senator Mark Wayne Mullins from Oklahoma. Republican.
All right. I'm still waiting for a celebrity.
I mean, that guy's an MMA guy.
Who?
Mark Wayne Mullins.
That's just because he trained with Ken Shamrock at the Lion's Den.
Yeah.
Yeah. I listen.
Keith Thurman. Former champ.
Former.
World champ.
He's not a Marine.
Huh?
He's not a Marine.
No?
No, he's not a Marine.
Once a champ, always a champ.
No, once a Marine, always a Marine.
Somebody got tips over in the bar.
It's about time.
Yeah.
I think your boy came back. He was so scared of
you. He probably left a tip and ran away.
He left a tip and said, tell that lunatic to leave me alone.
I didn't do nothing. Just wanted to have a beer.
Well, you had a beer.
11:38.
I do have a question for you.
Sure.
Was it an overpriced beer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It absolutely was. Okay. It's like $7.50 for a pint.
Holy crap.
For an IPA.
What's an IPA?
It's an Indian Pale Ale.
Oh. $7 for a beer.
$7.53. Left $5 tip. Cost me $12 to sit at a bar waiting for an opponent.
See, that's why I don't drink.
Because it costs too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's overpriced. I mean, it's way too expensive. I mean, to be in, you're poisoning yourself. That's the thing that's even worse about it.
You're paying
to like destroy your health.
Right.
Cigarettes, same way. But most people deal with food. You know, people have food allergy or addictions.
Well, which is it? Allergies or addictions?
Both. Both exist.
I don't have any allergies, but I have some addictions.
You love buffets.
I love food. It's not just buffets.
Yeah, you're a foodie.
I love food. So it's not necessarily a buffet.
If you could eat anything right now, what would you eat?
How good's the pizza here?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Why did I make it?
Do you have any specials?
Nah. No.
If I could eat anything. You know, yeah, I like everything. Honestly.
Well, the pizza I made you last Wednesday was...
It was decent. It was decent.
That's a compliment in Randy's vocabulary.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, well, I made it.
Yeah. But, I, you know, both of us, my wife and I, we're so low maintenance. Like, we had meatballs last night. The frozen meatballs from the grocery store, we threw in a crock pot, we cooked them for a couple hours, and we ate them.
Okay.
Great.
Right.
Love tacos.
Okay.
Tacos are so easy.
Now, what if you go to Tito's new grand opening next week, and you don't like the food? Are you going to be honest with Tito? I'm like, hey.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah.
If Tito asked me, I would be honest with him.
Okay.
Would I put it up on a thing? It depends on what I thought.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if he honestly asked me and I didn't like it, I would tell Tito I didn't like it. I've told you. of course, you're used to it. So
yeah, that's right. It's been plus, not Tito.
And you don't care. Tito will probably care. You don't.
But I would just, so you would, if he came up and be like, hey, how was everything, guys? What'd you think? And you were like, nah.
I did that. You know the story about New York.
Oh, I think he told me you and Sean went to the steakhouse to find like
at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he opened up early just for us.
And he came out all excited, yeah. Super happy. And yeah. Then you're like, meh.
It was all right. And I didn't think about it. I just go, yeah, it's all right.
Look who it is.
And Sean said it was like the guy wanted to kill himself. Yeah. He wanted to go to the Brooklyn Bridge and jump.
I don't think you can do that anymore.
And then he said, did I want dessert? And I said, no, I'm good.
So all the cities, they start putting up netting, right, well, so you can't jump. Yeah, right. So at the Skyway.
Well, see, I'm against that. You should be allowed to jump. It's when you throw people off. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's why they put it up here on the Skyway, because of that moron that threw his baby off.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. You know, so if you're going to protect, you know, it's kind of like the thing when I became such a big Paul Heyman fan. Is when that moron yelled out about Chris Benoit. And Paul Heyman said three people died that night. Two had no say in it.
All right.
And if, you know, Chris Benoit, then F you and blah, 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 blah.
See, I didn't realize that's why they put the netting up. I thought it was for the jumpers, like the, because it's such a high suicide rate. You know,
jump.
Because, huh?
Jump. You should be allowed to jump. I have no problems. I have zero interest in you committing suicide. I think anybody who commits suicide, you know what I think. Do it. I don't care.
Huh. What if they have lines on that in Vegas? If you like the odds of like surviving, if you like land over your feet first, like, cause it's like hitting concrete, right? Like jumping off the Skyway, that water tension, the surface, it's like, we can take odds.
All right. I'll pay the odds if you jump.
Can I go over in my barrel?
You can go over in the barrel.
The ice barrel.
The ice barrel. Fill it up
like,
with ice.
It'd be like, just like the Niagara Falls, which is taller, the Skyway Bridge or Niagara Falls.
Try them both.
I mean, season, it wouldn't matter because you wouldn't want to do it in the cold. Well, I guess it would be a true ice barrel.
If you're fortunate enough to survive the first one, go do the second one. You know, when I was supposed to jump skydive with the group from MacDill?
Greg Jackson?
Greg went, and Greg didn't tell me the truth, you know.
What was the truth?
Well, it was pretty windy. It was pretty bad.
Oh,
and he didn't tell me that because he wanted me to go. So then when I went to go, he didn't tell me that he was messed up.
Okay.
And then when I didn't jump, he said, well, the truth is, yeah, it was pretty bad up there.
Really?
No. But the guy that I was supposed to jump with survived his parachute not opening.
What?
That's the guy they wanted me to jump with.
Well, that's who you want to go with, then.
Well, they said, he's pretty lucky. Yeah. that it held out.
Have you ever been in a hot air balloon?
No.
Because, Albuquerque is known for it. I mean, they have a huge festival.
Well, they have it in Orlando as well.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Like as big as the Albuquerque? Because it's fairly, it's a festival.
No,
like,
it's huge.
Massive.
Yeah.
But we should do that. We should go up in a hot air balloon.
You're welcome to do anything you want to.
Would you do it?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
I don't have a problem with that. I think it'd be cool. It's still different than jumping out of the balloon.
Yeah, we're not going to jump. Just go up in it.
I'm going to bring a slingshot, though, and I'm going to hit the balloon while we're up there. See if it's like a balloon, and it fizzes around, and then you go and you land in the big barrel.
You're not going to go with me then. So I'm not going to have you a testimony like, oh, I survived a hot air balloon crash.
Let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy. Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
The pizza final segment of this fiasco.
What you going to do, brother?
3 weeks away from Anyasanya. Defending his title, attempting to defend his title. Can he defend his title? Can he lose his title to Sean Strickland?
I mean, look, anybody like Sean Strickland is unpredictable. And in this fight game, you know, all it takes is one shot, right?
Well,
right.
Sean O'Malley proved that.
Yep. It was one shot. And then, so Sean has a chance. You know, anybody's in that octagon, but I think from a striking standpoint, Izzy's just too precise, too good, too technical. Don't see a way for Sean to win this.
What's that press conference going to be like? And will Israel just shut up, or is he going to attempt to go after Sean Strickland at the press conference?
I don't think he has anything to prove to Strickland.
Well, no, it's not that he has anything to prove, but I don't think he can hang with Strickland.
Oh, in the talking game?
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's Connor.
Yeah.
There's Strickland. There's Chael.
Because if Izzy says too much, he's just going to be on the other side of in basketball, they call it getting posterized when you get dunked on and then you're like somebody else's highlight reel. So, you know, I think Izzy just wants to be quiet and just let Strickland train, just move through without any, you know.
But can Israel do that? Can he sit there and not? Because, you know, he's always been very vocal.
Yeah, but he's the champ. And he's got nothing else to prove. He doesn't have to buy into that hype. And I think he just sits and just laughs it off and pretends like he's invisible. I think he just ignores them altogether.
I don't think so. I think he's going to buy into it. And it should be interesting. They both say things that shouldn't be said. And one gets away with it and the other tries to get away with it. So, yeah, 3 weeks. Second week in September.
Watching a training video of the Salt Bay, the gold steak tomahawk dude with the salt and throwing it on the arm and contaminating it with his hair of his elbows. Just drizzling salt off of his dirty arm onto your food.
I think if people realized how food is made, they would never eat.
That's true. But just the fact that right before you eat it, he just bounces it off of his hairy arms. Just great.
No.
But yeah, it's a training video of him hitting a heavy bag. So
is that sunglasses he's wearing?
Yeah, sunglasses. You want to be able to see your opponent's punches coming and you don't be blinded by them.
So he's wearing sunglasses.
Speaking of the blind side, yeah. Michael Orr. What about the Michael Orr controversy of the famous movie about the Michael Orr story where he's adopted by parents and
now he claims he wasn't adopted.
They just received conservatorship over his estate and name, and they profited. The movie made over $300 million in revenue, where he as a player only made $30 million or whatever it was.
My question is, why did it take you so long to come out?
Yeah, what's the benefit of coming out? Right.
I did take a couple pictures of things that I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And we saved it till the very, very end. Okay. So we're going to start with, you've mentioned Deion Sanders. How about he scolded two of his players?
Okay.
For not participating and hanging out in the fight.
What do you mean?
He said, if we fight, we fight as a team.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
I do, too.
Everybody, all or nothing.
I
the three musketeers. That's you, me, and Steve. All for one, one for all, except today I went by myself.
Yeah, well, no, it's Steve. It's Steve and me, and then you. I went to a Steve and I went to a gas station to buy a drink. Can you describe what is there? What is it?
Looks like an energy drink, a 99-cent, probably an Arizona iced tea.
It's a 99-cent Arnold Palmer.
Okay, because the manufacturer prints it so you can't gouge the price.
Yeah, they charged me $1.79. I said, you're trying to charge the wrong guy.
Yeah.
This says 99 cents. Well, they're not 99 cents. I said, it says 99 cents on the thing.
Yeah, I think retailers have gotten to that. I mean, you go to some places, like it's priced, like Apple, like iPhones. It's the same no matter where you buy it.
All right. Who is having the Steve Austin is having a signing. All right. We talked about Mark Wahlberg coming to
March
town.
March 16th.
I don't know where this is.
2016?
Well, yeah, it should be. The private signing items due October 20th. Flat items, $169. $249 for belts, turnbuckles, chairs, blah, 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 blah. Inscriptions, $139. Okay. Here's where my issue is. It's $139 for him to write 6 times WWE champ.
Okay.
It's $139 for him to write HOF09.
Oh.
It's $139 to put Austin 316 or Oh Hell Yeah or To Your Name or 96 KOTR, King of the Ring. $139 for him to write what? Because that, I guess, is one of, you know, what? What? How about charge by the letter?
What about the guy from Storage Wars that like had the what? Like, or yep.
Yeah,
like, yeah. All the U's.
I'm pretty sure he trademarked that.
How much would that cost?
Typical media.
Give you a dollar.
When the third string Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback went to the hospital the other night, this is what the media posted.
Star QB rushed to hospital during game.
Star.
Excellent.
Star. Can you even name him?
Well, it doesn't say the team.
The Buccaneer quarterback that got hurt in the Jets game.
Yeah, well, you don't know that from that post. You don't even know what team it is.
I understand.
There's no picture. And they wear helmets, so you can't see their face.
Rumor.
Flip them over so I see the name on the back.
Junior Dos Santos is fighting bare knuckle.
Oh, I would not want to be on the receiving end of that.
I believe it's in with Game Bread.
Wow.
I believe that's where
it's
going.
Is that the Verdum? Is it Verdum versus?
Oh, that would be interesting.
It's Chigano versus Verdum.
I think that's everything that I pulled out that I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
So what do you got?
I think the Celebrity Comic-Con should be like an auction format. Be like, hey, can I get an
autograph?
Know, well, yeah, like a Bobby Eubanks. Yeah, Bob, who wants that Bobby Eubanks autographed cameo? No.
That's pretty cruel, though.
I give him $6. $6.
Because Bob Eubanks had no line.
Wow.
It was pretty bad.
Well, then he wouldn't make any money. So you're paid based on your value that you bring to the Comic-Con.
But that's the same thing either way. I mean, they charge what they want
to
charge.
Because when you invited me to go to the Comic-Con next Friday, that I said maybe on.
You've already given your pass away.
Well, good, because I was looking at the celebrities, and the only ones that are real celebrities, and the only one that I think DJ Tony and I would have interest in going, is to meet the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Could you at least say them right?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original actors. Those are the biggest stars there. So, but I've already met them in Times Square and I already had them sign my book. So,
four people that were dressed in Times Square as a Ninja Turtle.
No, not those. This was actually inside the FAO Swartz. They did an autograph signing. They signed my book, but there's only two of them there. I didn't get all the four. Well, but still,
you're wrong. There's a lot of really big names in Orlando at the Fanboy next week.
But I didn't pay for the autograph, and so I wouldn't pay. But I would like to go back to get the other two.
You're not invited.
Well, and then
you were invited, and uninvited you.
And then you wrote the message like Sebastian will be there, and I'm like Bordeaux. I'll just wait for the Grand Prix. And then you're like Bach. I'm like, I don't know who that is.
It wasn't meant for you.
Is that a Black Sabbath guy?
How did you get in our DMs?
Is that a Black Sabbath guy? Who is Sebastian Bach? What does he play?
What was the name of the band?
Piano.
Skid Row.
That's one of those jean jackets. You can get one of those like back things and like sewn in. Skid Row was big back then.
Yeah, I would.
They had a song, something like Jane's Addiction or like.
Skid Row opened for.
Like Janie's Gun. Who's that song?
Aerosmith. Yeah. Skid Row opened for the Scorpions. You know how much I saw of Skid Row? Nothing. I never left Mickey's dressing room.
Yeah, Skid Row had that one song about the thing.
I couldn't. The thing.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Sold. Take that autograph.
That thing.
give me one.
The name of the song was
Give Me
the
Three
thing.
Steps. Give Me $3. And you can have a $3 autograph from Lynyrd Skynyrd.
You are an idiot.
I'm telling you, set up an auction-based autograph, and then your autograph has more value. Michael Jordan's autograph should be a lot more valuable than Larry Bird's.
It is.
Well, that's good.
It is. Michael Jordan's autograph is very valuable.
Is it?
Yeah.
On?
It's much more than, I think Bird's is around $300. You can buy his at autograph signings for like $300. You can't get Jordan for $300.
What would your autograph go for?
Nothing. Unless it's on a check. And it's whatever's written on the check. All right. The best part of the whole show is this thing is over.
No.
It's over.
We're just getting started.
No, it's over. We're done. You're done.
I'm not done.
We're all done.
Are we going to Orlando?
I'm going to Orlando.
What happened to Perry? I'll see him tomorrow.
He didn't answer his phone. So
I'll ask him.
All right. Until next week, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank 8 Man Strong. I want to thank Bucked Up Energy Drink as well as Staff Zone. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio. Until then, we'll be back next Wednesday, 1 to 4. See you. I've had a little
bit too much. Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you.